Many of these men have tried to reach Europe by sea. Some were intercepted, others rescued or returned. They end up in prison. All of them have a story to tell, and it's one of desperation. Lebanon is facing an unprecedented economic collapse, impoverishing two-thirds of its population.
We are living in misery. I attempted to leave three times, but our boat was intercepted, and then we were thrown in prison.
Tripoli is the poorest city along the Mediterranean coast, even before the latest crisis. The local currency has lost its value by 90%.
Our pockets are empty. The international community is ready to help Lebanon, but politicians are refusing to be honest and fight corruption.
These men say all they want is to live in dignity.
We want to leave because our children are sick and we can't even feed them. So my friends and I collected money to buy a boat, but we were caught.
Illegal migration has seen a significant increase in Lebanon. Many try to reach Cyprus, Turkey, and Italy.
Hundreds of Lebanese still try to leave by sea, but there are also those migrating through legal routes to find work abroad. Research institutes estimate that nearly a quarter of a million people have left Lebanon in recent years.
And while immigration is not a new phenomenon for Lebanese, that's 5% of the population, and among them a record number of skilled workers. But not everyone finds a way out.
It's hard to get visas or jobs abroad, and it's too dangerous and expensive to try to escape by sea.
But as conditions worsen, many warn the dangers of such trips won't stop the flow.
The weather will get better next month, and there will be thousands, not hundreds, of Lebanese trying to make their way to Europe because the economic crisis is unbearable.
There's so much anger and pain here. Mustafa Habib says he can't care for his children. Just let me leave, he says. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Tripoli, Northern Lebanon.